I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Does it feel like you're only attracting cheap clients? In other words, do you feel like you just don't know how to find the higher paying clients that really want to hire you for like the best, the stuff that you do the best, the things that you really feel like embody the value of working with you? So let's talk about that today. And the main point that I want to get across in today's session is that there's only two types of clients. When it comes to the mindset of your client, there's only two types. And we're going to go through those two types so that you can figure out, well, which one are you catering to? And if you want to switch to the higher ticket type, what's the roadmap to get there? So bottom line is that there are only two types of clients. There's the type of client that just fundamentally does not believe their website is going to generate business for them. They only want the website because they feel like they need it, right? Like they don't want to look dumb by not having one. Like they don't want somebody to come along and say, hey, can you send me a link to your website? And they have to sit there and be like, well, I don't have a website. They don't want to have that situation. And when somebody goes to the site, they don't want people to feel like it just looks stupid or whatever. So there's that, but they don't believe they're actually going to get clients from it. They don't believe the website's going to book calls, generate leads, increase their revenue. They just don't believe that. And so they're looking for an inexpensive fix for not looking dumb online. Then there's the other type of client, which fundamentally does believe that they want to grow and expand their business and get more calls and do lead generation and, you know, build their business. And they're looking to online marketing and web development to achieve those ends. Those are the only two types of clients there are. Now, you can convert one, like you can go into that low ticket style client and convert them into a higher ticket client by changing their mindset, but that's hard. It's a really hard thing to do. It's like turning a cruise ship. I mean, it's slow, it takes a lot of effort, and it's really hard. Most of the time it fails because the clients don't have, they just fundamentally don't believe their website is going to generate revenue for them. And so it doesn't even matter what you say when it comes to whether or not they're gonna get, you know, some kind of benefit out of it, because they're not looking for that. Which is, of course, why, like, have you ever tried to upsell a client into, like, SEO or to some kind of marketing, social media management marketing, or even, like, a maintenance plan or something like that? It's really hard to do that. Like, most clients say no to those types of things because they're in the first group we talked about, where they just fundamentally don't believe the website will generate business for them. They're not even looking to get a website to generate business for them. They're just not in that camp. They're in the other camp where in order to get the higher paying clients, you need to go into the other camp where everybody's actually thinking through all of this stuff, where how can I get more clients out of this stuff? And the truth is they're probably not even looking for a website. So there's two different approaches to attracting these types of clients. So what you want to do, ultimately, what you want to do is you want to put yourself in the path of the type of client you want to serve. So if you want to kind of crank out inexpensive websites, there's a path for that. And probably next week we'll talk a little bit about the different paths and how to sort it all out. But today, the bottom line behind all of this stuff is it's not complicated. It's not easy. I don't want to suggest that you can just snap your fingers and poof, you make $1 million. Because it doesn't work like that either, but it's not complicated. And the truth is, if you put yourself in the path of inexpensive clients who are looking for affordable web design, you're going to have a really hard time finding clients who are looking for five-figure projects, you know, like $10, $15, $20, $50,000 or whatever. And trying to kind of squeeze these high-ticket rates out of these low-budget clients is exhausting, and it doesn't work very well, and it's a great way to burn out. So what you want to do instead is try to figure out where do you want to be. And let me give you an analogy to sort of illustrate the point. Well, before even the analogy, just kind of think through, like, what are you saying on your own website? Like, how are you positioning yourself? Like, just kind of pause for a second and just, like, think through how it is that you've positioned your business, what you say on your site, what's the content that you have there, What would you say if someone said, what do you do? Like, you know, if you were getting introduced to somebody, or what would a referral, like if somebody's talking about you, what would the referral say that you do? Do you just, you know, a quick way to get a great website for cheap? Is that kind of the idea of working with you? Or have you positioned yourself in a way that allows your clients to actually see how you can generate like revenue for them? And that will begin to illustrate the point of which path you're on. Are you on the path of, I just need a quick website, I'm not really worried about the results it generates, I just don't want to look dumb with not having a site or one that looks stupid? Or am I on the path of, you know, I really feel like I can make money out of this, and let's talk about like a more comprehensive solution. So now the illustration, and this is really going to drive home the point, I hope. And here's the deal. So suppose you're at the beach, right? So you go to the beach and you think to yourself, I want to go surfing. So you go to a surf shop and you enter in the surf shop and you kind of see on the back wall the surfboards, and you start walking back to the back. You see a surfboard that's $500 and you see another one that's $5,000. So then the surf pro comes over and she starts talking to you about the boards. And you kind of point to the $500 board, but she says, hey, look, this $5,000 board is a lot better. Like, this is actually a custom-made board that was, you know, the same guy that made this board made the boards that won the Pipeline World Classic for the last 5 years in a row. And, you know, the winner of those competitions, they make like $525,000 just for winning the thing. And that doesn't even start touching the prize money. I mean, the sponsorship money that they get, that's just the prize money. So it's like, you know, this board could generate millions of dollars for you, and it would make that $5,000 board just be a drop in the bucket compared to the millions of dollars you can generate by, you know, winning these competitions and getting these sponsorships. And in fact, this actual very board was made by the same guy that made all of these other championship boards. So like, if this board is going to get you to the point where you can make millions and you still walk out with the $500 board, right? It's like, you don't get that. You fundamentally don't believe you're going to go and win the Pipeline World Classic and get sponsorships. And all. You just don't believe it. And it doesn't matter how hard the surf pro pushes the better board, you're never going to want it, right? Because your mindset is not in that place. And so then you think, well, okay, well, why are you in that shop in the first place? Well, who goes into a surf shop, kind of like on the main line road in some beach town, thinking they're going to spend $5,000 on a custom surfboard? Nobody does. Everybody goes into the surf shop thinking, I just need something inexpensive. I just want to try stuff out. You know, I need a beach chair, some sunglasses, and maybe if I want to try surfing, I'll do like a cheap board just for the week while I'm down here. Like, so that's the mindset. And that's kind of what I'm trying to illustrate here with, how have you positioned your business? Like, if you set up your web design shop so that you're just, you know, one of the surf shops kind of on the main line at some kind of tourist beach, you know, town or whatever? Or have you positioned yourself in a way so that the people who are really looking for a custom board and they want to enter and win one of the main surf competitions and get sponsorships, like, those people aren't going to Burt's Surf Shop or whatever, right? It's like, the people that really want the custom boards, they're reaching out to custom designers. They're going down a different path. And so that's the idea here. So if you want to reach the types of clients that you want, put yourself on the path of where those clients go. And if you find that you are only experiencing these low budget clients and you want high ticket clients, then change paths. Don't keep pushing everything down the cheap mainstream, you know, Burt's Surf Shop kind of that sort of path. Instead, shift towards where the people who are actually looking for these high value solutions go. And that's the bottom line. So to kind of summarize all this stuff up, you know, put yourself in the path of the types of clients you really want. And if you don't want cheap clients, don't advertise affordable services. And if you want high ticket clients, align yourself and align your marketing with the outcome that your ideal clients are looking for. And if you want help repositioning your business and kind of dialing in that marketing, then schedule a call and we'll talk about it and we'll get you dialed into all of that stuff. Because it's really hard. It's not impossible. You can do it. You can move somebody from like that cheap, low budget mindset into a high ticket client. But man, it's exhausting. And it's a low percentage kind of a thing. Kind of like we just talked about. It's like, you're not going to buy the $5,000 surfboard if you're just down at the beach and you just want to try surfing for the first time or something.
And it's like, you got to get clients with the right mindset. And once you do, then onboarding them into these marketing retainers and like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 projects, it's just kind of the natural flow of things. It's much easier. That's where you want to be. And that's ultimately the key to dialing in your own six-figure web design business. So if you want to talk about it, if you want to say, well, what kind of skills do I need? And how do I reposition my brand? And what do I say on my website? And, you know, how do I do it? Like, if you want to talk about that, give me a call. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and really lay out a roadmap for it. So in order to do that, head over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you. And we'll start moving you from one path to the other. And it'll be awesome. You'll start winning these great clients. And I think you'll find your whole web design business really comes to life simply by repositioning your business and putting yourself in the path of the types of clients that you want to be serving. So awesome. Looking forward to talking to you. Talk to you soon.